This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend and plenty of time to take your phone calls. We invite you to call in with questions related to medicine, your own particular health predicament, or nutrition, vitamins, supplements. They're all in my wheelhouse. Grist for the mill for today's conversation. You can call us at 877-726-8255. If that's a little complicated, make it short. It's 877-726-TALK. And during today's program, I'm going to be responding to the American Heart Association, which has made recommendations that we curtail our intake of saturated fat and substitute vegetable oil for saturated fat. There's some big problems with the American Heart Association because they are guilty of public health malpractice on a individual basis is serious because you botch a surgery, you prescribe the wrong medication, you miss a diagnosis, and a single patient comes to harm. But when you get dietary recommendations so bass-ackwards, you can inflict harm on millions of people, and that's what the American Heart Association has done. And they've stuck to their guns. A previous erroneous interpretation of studies has led them to be on an anti-cholesterol, anti-fat jihad. And currently, they're doubling down by issuing guidelines, a presidential advisory last week that says that we ought to be lowering our intake of saturated fat, less meat, less high-fat dairy, and substituting vegetable oil, corn oil, and soy oil, and cottonseed oil, and safflower oil, and all manner of omega-6 rich polyunsaturated oils. We'll talk about that in just a few moments, but we've got callers and it's our job to respond to them. So let's talk to Noreen in Connecticut. Hi, Noreen. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Well, officially it's afternoon here in the Northeast where we broadcast from, and we just turned the corner on noon.
You're right about that. Yes, thank you. I also wanted to thank you for being an amazing source of information for so many years. We're grateful to have you.
It's my pleasure. That's what it's all about.
Thank you so much. I have two questions for you regarding a diagnosis of, and I hope I pronounce this properly, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation.
Okay, let's go back to med school. I think it is paroxysmal atrial fibrillation.
Oh, thank you.
So a paroxysm is like a seizure, all of a sudden something happens in a paroxysm of rage. But in this case, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation means from time to time it kicks in. It's not continuous. And is that your predicament, that you have bouts of atrial fibrillation?
It is, and I think it's stress triggered. I've taken care of my parent who's 95 with dementia, and it's been a long
numero uno stressor. Long, you know, it's parenthetically, you know, it's not ethical to do experiments on humans like they do on animals. You know, dip them in cold water baths or shock them with electricity. I mean, some cruel animal experiments designed to study stress, they can do that, but in humans, I mean, obviously, that would be like Dr. Mengele medicine. So when they want to study stress, the experimental model is precisely that, taking care of an elderly, demented parent. That is numero uno on the stress scale for humans. So,
yeah, it sure is. And I've been doing it for 7 years now. So yeah. 3 years ago is when this started, and I went to a cardiologist who put me on Nadolol, 10 milligrams.
Yeah, it's a beta blocker. It'll slow the heart rate, and it takes the edge off the adrenaline, basically. It's a beta blocker, and so that may slow your heart rate. It's commonly, like, first-line medication to stop rapid heart rate.
Okay. He's not been there. He's been chastising me for trying to find alternatives. Like, I was trying to take a look at magnesium and different things, and I'm not getting any help on that end. And I really want to try.
Why chastise you? You know, it's he should say, hey, I don't personally believe it. At worst, he should say, I don't personally believe in it, but good luck to you, and, you know, if it helps you, you know, mazel tov.
You know? Yeah, I didn't say that. He was more like, well, how do you know that's not making it worse? And it wasn't good.
Highly misinformed. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about natural support for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation or paroxysmal tachycardia, which is related. That's not as dangerous an arrhythmia. Atrial fibrillation, you can flip a blood clot, and that can be disastrous. And just paroxysmal tachycardia, people have episodes of rapid heart rate that just come out of the blue. Very scary. So magnesium has a regulating effect on heart rate. And the least absorbable form of magnesium is magnesium oxide. That's the most cheap and most widely available. Magnesium citrate, not much better. It's a good laxative, but it's not well absorbed. What you want to be taking is magnesium taurate. And some people take, I took one or I took two, it didn't work. Well, you may have to work up to 4, 6, or 8. And it's quite safe to take unless, there's one exception, is if you're having kidney failure, if you're on your way to dialysis, your creatinine is like 3.5. Yeah, don't take that much magnesium. But most people, normal condition, can tolerate magnesium taurate, which can be very helpful. And take, you know, two or three times daily, up to four times daily. And that may help. That in itself may help. Also, fish oil, it turns out, is helpful. Fish oil has a regularizing effect on heart rhythm. And it's particularly helpful for ventricular arrhythmias, which this isn't. This is an atrial arrhythmia, but it can help. And then, of course, there's coenzyme Q10. And coenzyme Q10 in some patients has a very nice effect on heart rhythm. So you may want to take ubiquinol, which is more potent than ordinary CoQ10. And that may be part of a solution for you. All right?
Wonderful. Do you think that cortisol, that my episodes begin always begin in the morning. The length of them varies.
Yes, yes.
But always begins in the morning. Do you think there's a component there that I can work with?
Well, absolutely. And in fact, this is something we measure when patients come to see me in my practice, is we measure cortisol levels four times during the day. And it's important to measure it in the morning because in the morning is when cortisol, which is a stress hormone, is the highest. And I have to say that the vast majority of my patients here in New York tri-state area have abnormally high levels of cortisol. They're highly stressed. And, you know, some of the executives, some of the moms, you know, single parents, people taking care of elderly relatives, their cortisol levels are high morning, noon, afternoon, and evening. And when they're high at night, that interferes with sleep. But high morning cortisol is a hallmark of stress. And yes, you can work with that with lifestyle modification, with exercise, with yoga, with Tai Chi, with relaxation, with good psychotherapy. But you can also control your cortisol with certain supplements. One supplement that I like to use is called Cortisol Manager, and it has extract of magnolia, which is known to help keep cortisol within normal range, phosphatidylserine, and also theanine. Theanine is a good stress buster. It's used for anxiety. It doesn't have a sedating effect. And that's part of a formula called Cortisol Manager, which is one of the formulas that I use.
You can use that in the morning?
You can use that in the morning. You can use it at bedtime. Actually, using it at bedtime will help prevent that surge in cortisol that occurs when you wake up. And typically people who have that, they notice that they wake up, you know, early sometimes at 4 o'clock in the morning with a start. They can't go back to sleep. And that's the effects of cortisol surge that can, it's a familiar feeling for people who suffer from stress. Okay? So, check those things out. Here's one more thing, one more tip. Manage your blood sugar. Keep your blood sugar stable, because if you go too long without eating or if you have a high carbohydrate meal for breakfast, that'll set the stage for peaks and valleys of blood sugar. Hypoglycemia or low blood sugar is often a trigger for episodes of tachycardia. So make sure that your blood sugar is stabilized. Eat a breakfast that's a mix of slow-release carbohydrates and some healthy fats, along with some adequate protein to keep your blood sugar stable throughout the day. Give it a shot.
Do you
Thanks
believe
for your
in
call.
Aspirin for blood thinning?
Well, you absolutely have to have some kind of blood thinning as per your doctor's recommendation. There, I would rely on your doctor, because if you have atrial fibrillation, you're going to need something to thin your blood so you don't get a stroke. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-TALK for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we're taking calls. 877-726-TALK, and we got some takers. People who want to come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question to me. We got Darla from Iowa. Hi, Darla.
Hi. My liver markers are up, and this started probably 3 weeks ago. So I stopped taking all of my supplements. I've had a CT scan. That looked good. They haven't figured out what's caused this. They are better, but they're still not normal.
So are you taking medication, by the way?
The only prescriptions I take are the Armour thyroid and prescription progesterone cream.
Okay, and those should not affect liver function.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's possible, I guess, that if you're taking some exotic supplement, some herb from unapproved sources, that you could have liver function problems. If you're taking very high-dose niacin, for example, but high dose, you'd have to take maybe 500 milligrams or at least 250 milligrams of niacin, say, to lower your cholesterol, you could have liver problems. But the vast majority of the time, when you have liver problems, it's what's called fatty liver. Now, a CT scan can usually pick that up, but presumably you've had blood tests to see if you don't have some kind of infectious problem or an autoimmune problem or something along those lines.
Well, they checked me for hepatitis C, and that was negative. And
autoimmune hepatitis, iron overload, copper overload. There, you know, many possible causes, but the main cause of liver abnormalities in this country is dietary. So, what are you doing from a dietary standpoint? What are you eating typically?
Well, since this started, my appetite hasn't been that great. It's getting better.
Well, maybe, you know, it's possible you had some kind of transient virus, but, you know, what were you eating prior to that? What's your dietary philosophy?
Well, I try to watch the carbs. I do eat meat, quite a bit of meat, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have high triglycerides or high cholesterol?
Well, not what I would consider high. And the last couple of times they've checked it, they said it's been good.
And what's your height and weight, if I might ask?
I'm 5 foot, and I weigh 135 now.
Okay, so bingo, right there. You know, being 5 feet tall, you know, 135 pounds is actually quite light for the average American female. But being that you're on a little bit on the short side, you may be carrying extra fat, and particularly visceral fat, and you may be experiencing some degree of fatty liver.
Okay.
So it's a little hard to pin down because the tests don't reveal that. Usually a simple test, simpler than a CAT scan, an ultrasound, can reveal the presence of fat accumulation in the liver. And this is actually, it's been estimated that this may affect, you know, up to 30% of Americans to some degree or another. And so things that help the liver if you have fatty liver, and I'm not sure what your diagnosis is. You may have caught a bug, something that transiently affected your liver. It's not about the supplements. Although when you have liver abnormalities, it's a good idea to pull back, you know, go on a light diet and get rid of any extraneous supplements. But supplements that help the liver, silymarin, you know, which is from milk thistle, that's very helpful. You may want to take N-acetylcysteine or NAC. It's not only not bad for the liver, but actually is reparative to the liver. Those are some of the things that could make a difference. You know, I don't, without knowing exactly what's going on, I don't want you to lard on the supplements. I mean, the other possibility is you could have had a gallbladder problem, but that would usually show up on a CAT scan.
Well, I don't have a gallbladder.
Oh, bingo. Okay, so less likely that that's the case. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so
I would take milk thistle. I would take just make sure you know that you get that properly diagnosed. It's a little elusive to me without seeing the test result. Maybe you need additional tests to find out if you have fatty liver. Thanks for your call. All right, this item has to do with it's a freak accident. You know, they say that whipped cream may be bad for you. Don't eat too much in the way of whipped cream. It's high fat, and it's often laced with sugar, and ultimately it can kill you. But here's another bizarre way in which whipped cream can do you harm. A popular fitness blogger and an Instagram model in France, you should see a picture of her. She is gorgeous, fit, young, and she died after a pressurized canister used for dispensing whipped cream exploded, hitting her in the chest. The thing blew up, and it fired the CO2 cartridge at precisely the part of her chest which can trigger fatal arrhythmias. Her death was announced on social media Wednesday by her family, who warned of the potential risk of defective whipped cream dispensers. Pretty weird. There have been mishaps due to defective whipped cream canisters made in France. And this is a culmination of a series of catastrophic events. Very freak accident. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us at 877-726-TALK, and we'll be right back with some more information about how the American Heart Association doesn't have your interests in mind.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes, that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and you can call us 877-726-TALK, but we got lots to talk about. And the first thing I want to share with you is this new study about the benefits of extra virgin olive oil And we know from epidemiological studies that olive oil reduces the risk of heart attack, stroke, possibly cancer, dementia. Most of these studies are based on the Mediterranean diet, following the diets of people in Mediterranean countries, Spain, Italy, Sicily, southern France, parts of Turkey, North Africa. And we know that it's beneficial, but we don't know precisely why or how it works. And there's a new study that's just out based on omics. It's spelled O-M-I-C-S. And it's a study that looks at mechanisms, benefit to heart, brain, blood vessels, occurs via certain pathways in the body. And that's what omics looks at. Proteomics, metabolomics, these are the buzzwords of medical research these days. And a recent paper published in a journal called Biofactors shows that olive oil and the Mediterranean diet have specific molecular effects in the body that alter gene expression and metabolic function. And I'm going to get a little into the weeds here, but you'll be impressed with the terminology. It turns out that olive oil polyphenols have effects on signaling kinases and transcription factors associated with cellular stress and inflammation, lipoprotein metabolism, endothelial function, mitochondrial function, DNA damage, and growth factors, cytokines, and hormones. So all of these now, we're actually honing in on the specific benefits. The data, they say, confirm the powerful role olive oil plays in human gene expression as an anti-inflammatory and immune-modulating agent and in influencing antioxidant and detoxification genes in the body. That's one of the reasons that I'm a big fan of extra virgin olive oil, besides the fact that it tastes great. And this is a good segue to talk about my favorite oliveoil.com, which is the website for the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. You've heard from T.J. Robinson. He's been a guest on this program. He's the olive oil hunter. Several times a year, he visits the world's top artisanal olive oil producers. And he just got back from Chile. And he chooses the best olive oils in each harvest and rushes them to his club members. You can participate and become a club member. And we have a special offer because we want you to try a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil. I'm kind of an evangelist about this. So we created a special offer. Normally $39 a bottle, you can get a sample for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. So check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for just $1. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com, and that's no understatement. It truly is. I get these olive oils fresh from TJ. I subscribe to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. to get your $1 sample, myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Please check it out. And so now back to what I was talking about earlier, public health malpractice by the American Heart Association. So what is the American Heart Association? Well, it's a big organization, and its mission statement is to curb the epidemic of heart disease that is still the number one cause of death in America. So it sounds good on the face of it. I didn't realize this, but it is almost a $1 billion industry. American Heart Association's budget is about $1 billion. And it turns out that the AHA is a front for industry partners and that a large percentage of their contributions come from players in the food business and the pharmaceutical business. So we have some statistics here. The American Heart Association fiscal year 2015 to 16 revenue sources They received $50 million directly from the pharmaceutical industry. They received other corporate support to the tune of $129 million, including support from manufacturers of soy oil, canola oil, from General Foods, which makes a lot of wheat products, and so on. Basically, to cover their bets, the Cattlemen's Association, the Beef Producers of America, also contribute to the American Heart Association. Looking at their corporate sponsors, one of their biggest is AstraZeneca, the makers of Crestor, which is a cholesterol-lowering agent. Another big sponsor is a less well-known company called Amgen. Well, Amgen's pretty well-known. They make a drug called Repatha, which is an even more powerful cholesterol-lowering drug that costs $14,000 per year. And recently, there was a study that showed it just wasn't that effective. It wasn't cost-effective because to prevent one heart attack, you'd have to spend $958,000 to avert just one heart attack. So they say, well, that's not really a cost-effective medication. It lowers cholesterol by as much as 50, 60, 70%. But by merely lowering cholesterol, it did not have that much of an impact on reducing cardiovascular risk. Nonetheless, it will be marketed. And it's the goal of the American Heart Association. The two of their main themes are get off saturated fat and substitute vegetable oils, and also make sure you're taking a statin. And part of the problems is that their risk calculator, which you can find at the American Heart Association website, makes it likely that virtually anyone who enters their personal data is going to be recommended to take a statin. It's been estimated that they vastly overestimate your risk of cardiovascular disease. When the calculator was vetted, it found that overestimated risk anywhere from 78 to 500%. I personally took the risk assessment, and they told me immediately that I have to go on a cholesterol-lowering drug, notwithstanding the fact that when I checked my coronary arteries recently, I had zero coronary plaque. Nonetheless, it said you must go on a moderate to strong cholesterol-lowering medication. And so, you know, other things, the American Heart Association also has a heart check stamp, which is basically licensing to various food products. It's a classic pay-to-play scheme whereby food manufacturers apply for the American Heart Association heart check stamp. And there's some pretty lousy products, so breakfast cereals, processed meat products, phony egg products, you know, egg substitute products that have garnered the stamp. And it's a subscription thing. It's you pay to play. You pay thousands of dollars for each product. Or you can sign up and they give you a group rate. If you want, 10 or 15 products, they'll reduce the rate. So that garners them a significant amount of income. It's an annual renewal plan. Your products get licensed for $1,000 to $7,500 each. And they gain more income through those means. And this involves big food, big pharma. Government is okay with it because they basically allow the American Heart Association to do their homework for them in terms of making recommendations for diet for Americans. One thing that is positive about the American Heart Association is they recently got away from saying that you should reduce your overall fat dramatically. They now recognize that ultra-low-fat diets prompt people to eat a lot of carbohydrates, so they kind of eased up on the fat, but they're still harping about saturated fat and came up with a recommendation that you should use vegetable oil, the self-same vegetable oil that in numerous studies has been shown to be harmful. And while it may lower cholesterol to swap your saturated fat for vegetable oil, it doesn't reduce the risk of death. In fact, may increase it. So these policies over the years have had very destructive effects on the health of Americans. And one has to take the American Heart Association with a grain of salt because they are an interested party. They are fronting the aims of the pharmaceutical industry and of big food, major food processors, in terms of getting the word out about which products to direct the public towards. And that, to me, represents public health malpractice. And ultimately, I mean, there's a huge amount of pushback all over social media in relationship to their claims this week that we should get rid of coconut oil, that we should switch to corn oil, cottonseed oil, soy oil. These are disastrous recommendations that have to be pushed back against. You can check out what I have to say at drhoffman.com. It's in the newsletter this week, and we'll continue to be guardians of the public on your behalf. All right. Our number is 877-726-TALK, and we'll take more of your phone calls when we return.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we'll take your phone calls, 877-726-TALK. We've got lots more to share with you this hour. But before we do that, you know, let's talk about high blood pressure. So many people suffer from high blood pressure, and they not only suffer from high blood pressure, they suffer from the consequences of taking medication to control it. Now, you can't leave blood pressure alone. It's the silent killer. And yes, you need to control it, but it's preferable to control it using natural means. And that's why I'm very excited about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. You've heard me talk about it. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. What it is a high-tech smart device that's based on grip strength that guides it through a patented therapy that's personalized to your own unique physiology. Don't worry, you don't need to have an iron grip to make it work. It is something that adjusts to your own personal grip strength. And it's based on the experience of fighter pilots who were trying to qualify for flight. They thought they'd be washed out because of a medical disability. And they undertook a program of grip strength exercises to normalize their blood pressure. And that's the basis for the Zona Plus. Studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. Find out more by going to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is now offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus. Check it out at tryzona.com. Okay, another way that we get callers, we get them through our regular number, 877-726-TALK, for live calls. You can also email your question to radioprogram, that's radioprogram at AOL.com, and we'll use that as grist for the mill for a popular weekday feature, Q&A with Layla. But there's another way to get calls through to us. You can go to your PC or Mac, and on the right side, there will be a prompt on the home page where you can click on it and record a question, as Laura did this week. So let's hear from Laura.
Hi, my name is Laura McCracken. I was a former patient. I've been under the impression that having olive oil and avocado oil or avocado itself and coconut oil was the oils to be using and nothing else. And this morning, the American Heart Association has said that we should not have coconut oil because it's a saturated fat. So I'm confused about that one. And they recommended using corn oil, peanut oil, safflower oil, and along with olive oil and avocado. But they said that these other oils were okay. I thought corn oil was one of the worst things we could use. So I'm like, and this is the American Heart Association. I really would love to get the right facts from Dr. Hoffman on this. Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah, Laura, hopefully you've been listening to the program, because virtually the entire theme of the program has been how wrongheaded they are about these recommendations. When it comes to coconut oil, specifically, okay, so let's talk a little, you know, science. Coconut oil is a saturated fat, just like the fat that you get from meat. Although meat actually is a mixture of sometimes saturated fat and polyunsaturated fat. If you get grass-fed meat, you'll actually get some beneficial polyunsaturated fats of the omega-3 kind, which are preferable to the kind that you find in vegetable oil. But coconut oil is mostly saturated fat, and as such, it's stigmatized and lumped in with research that suggests that saturated fat is bad for you. But that research is wrong. So the premise is wrong. Saturated fat, in no study, and in multiple meta-analyses have now shown that consumption of saturated fat, whether it's from coconut oil or whether it's from meat, is not associated with a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. So that's number one. Number two, there's some real benefits to coconut oil. Coconut oil is high in what are called medium-chain triglycerides, and these MCT oils may be good for the brain. They're a preferable fuel for the brain. There are also some studies that show that consumption of MCT oils, and in particular coconut oil, has been associated with weight loss in overweight or pre-diabetic individuals. And why could that be? I mean, it's a prime source of calories, because there's no question that fat delivers calories. What happens is when you incorporate coconut oil in a diet, it creates satiety, and you may have less cravings for carbohydrates. I mean, what the American Heart Association does is they look at coconut oil in isolation and not as part of an overall diet program. And diets that feature fats tend to be lower in carbohydrates because of simply satiety. And so it's easier to implement a lower carb and lower sugar diet when you feel satisfied with your food. And that's what oils like coconut oil and ghee and butter provide, is they provide satiety, high-fat dairy too. So an example is, you know, when you have low-fat yogurt, man, you can eat a ton of that stuff, and it's ultimately mostly some protein but a lot of carbohydrates. The high fat in full-fat milk and yogurt creates satiety, so that people are, you know, less out there grazing on, you know, looking for cookies and bread and pastry and sugary snacks. So other benefits, the lauric acid in coconut oil actually has an antimicrobial effect. It's good against viruses. It's good against fungal overgrowth. It suppresses the growth of harmful bacteria. That's why applying coconut oil externally is so healthy. You know, I use it as a pre-shave. I put a little coconut oil on my face, and then I apply the shaving cream, and it gives me a really smooth shave, but it also has a really nice moisturizing effect on the skin, but also antibacterial effect, so that you get less in the way of blemishes and acne. Certainly those are some of the benefits of coconut oil. and I haven't even scratched the surface. So coconut oil, not toxic, not bad, can be used. Use it obviously in moderation, because anything in excess can be bad. Thanks for your question. All right, great hour. We got lots more to talk about. We invite your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.